Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
It's time now for our opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey this morning is Jeff Bossert. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, everyone. Let's check out how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight numbers at 8:49 Central Time on this Friday morning in Kansas City. July wheat opened at 680.5, down 9.5 on the open. From Chicago, July wheat at 622, down 13.25. September wheat at 651. Down 12.25. July wheat, 2010, 7.11.5, down 13.25 on the open. July corn at 441 in Chicago, it's down 7.5. September corn at 451, down 7.25. December at 464, down 7.5. March corn at 474, down 7.75. May of 2010, open at 482, down 7.25. December 2010. At 463, down 4 on the open. July soybeans at 12 down 18. August 1161, down 17. September at 1094, down 21.5. November at 1060, down 21.5. January soybeans at 1066, down 20.75. March soybeans at 1061, down 20.5. November of 2010 at 10.02, down 22 on the open. July soybean meal at $3.93, down $6. August soybean meal at $3.68.50, down $5.70 on the open. July soybean oil at $3.39.53, down 81. And August soybean oil at $3.39.85, down 65 on the open. June live cattle opened at $80.20, down 5. August live cattle at 81.15, up 15. August feeder cattle at 96.55, down 5. September at 96.80, down 2.5. June lean hogs at 58.20, that's up 92.5. And July frozen pork bellies at 63.60, up 65 on the open. Joining us now with a look at the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jeff.
Over the last several sessions, the market's been whipsawing in both commodities and the U.S. dollar. What do you think the market is trying to tell us?
Well, I think it's trying to make a decision one way or the other which way it wants to go. It was interesting because the unemployment numbers today on the non-farm payrolls were much better than expected. Crude and bonds and stocks all rallied, but the gold and the dollar really didn't react accordingly to these bullish figures. And so we felt like there was something going on in those outside markets. By the way, those outside markets weren't interacting with one another, Jeff. I think that the markets here in the grain since the opening have held up relatively well. We've got the beans only down in the single digits in the July and August. The bull spread continues to support us. Chinese dry weather continues to support us. So the micro fundamentals and the upcoming report of the old crop ending stocks for beans, some are looking for below 100 million bushels on the ending stocks when we get the report next week. So we've got these micro fundamentals, market grain fundamentals that are supporting the grain trade. Corn's only down 4 to 5. Wheat's only down 11. I think the key here is we hold these losses and contain them to a minimum. And probably the biggest trigger that would force us into new losses or new lows for the day would be if the stock market would give up. We had one big move down in the stocks when the dollar broke above its January DJAN lows, but it's since recovered on ideas that maybe the dollar rally's been overdone. So we've got some bargain hunters coming in to the stock market. If those bargain hunters stay in and we can build a case here and go higher into the end of the day for the stocks, and maybe the grains can avoid a lower lows here with this stronger dollar.
What's the importance of watching equities right now?
The importance of watching equities, I think it goes back to when we look at how the current economy is going to be able to come back around and stimulate and create jobs again. It's really based and founded upon the housing market and upon the banks. But when you have higher interest rates like we are getting now, it's really up to the stock market to keep our wealth effect high. So if we don't keep the stock market up, then our 401ks, our pension funds, the banks and their stock prices all work against us along with those higher interest rates. And so that's why we put the stock market as a leading indicator both today and in the near term.
Is now the right time to be hedging beans?
I think it has been, yes. We feel like the dollar should have made a low about 2 weeks ago fundamentally. It's broken down below the levels from 2 weeks ago, but now today it's back up above it. We really, above 1040 November beans, we wanted to get some 09 hedges in place. We had not defended those 09 hedges up until about a week and a half ago. We pulled off some July bull call spreads. We recommended yesterday to come back in and get some August bull call spreads bought in case China misses some rains here, because it is that critical over in China's corn and bean provinces that producers are reportedly not planting beans and physically waiting for a rain, very similar to what happened in Argentina this past year with the corn and also with the beans and wheat, that the soil is so dry they're waiting for a good rain. Now, some of the private guys in Chicago are saying there are going to be good rains in these provinces over the weekend, but we wanted to go ahead and step in and defend those 09 sales with some 08 re-ownership.
What about corn hedges?
We're going to hold off there at this point, Jeff, as long as the wheat doesn't get too ugly on us today. We were really worried about the wheat downside because we are in a harvest Friday. We do have this dollar surging today. As long as the wheat contains its losses, we think the corn can move on back up above 470, maybe get back up into that 480, 481 level. That's probably where we'll start looking to get some more hedges in place for the corn. Unlike the beans, the corn doesn't have the strong spreads or the firm spreads working in its favor. And unlike the beans, the corn has more of a tendency to track with the wheat market. So we really need to watch the corn very closely.
Should we take a hard look at the locking in basis?
At this point, no. I think that with the planting delays and with the size of the crop and the emergence of this crop and the current weather pattern, at least for the viewing audience or the listening audience in the Will Radio areas, I don't think that's a very good idea at this point for either 08 or 09. I suspect that basis will start to improve pretty dramatically as we get into the real heat of battle when it comes to the late June, early July time period with pollination, because we are far enough behind. Some people are concerned about their fields pollinating into the middle part of the summer where it tends to be a lot higher and a lot drier. So I got to believe the end users will try and utilize some of that fear in the form of tightening the basis.
We may have touched on this a little bit. What are your expectations for the supply and demand report?
Well, we're a little bit over 100 million bushels. We're coming in, and we sent our Newswire estimates up yesterday afternoon. We're coming in at 117 million bushels on beans. We still feel like the crush number is a little bit too high because we do feel like there's some liquidation pressure in the poultry and in the pork complexes that's going to work into our numbers between now and the middle of summer. We also saw with the census report in the last 2 weeks of weekly exports that the bean sales have dried up a little bit, and the demand for the census on the demand side on the census report wasn't that great. The soil stocks were higher, and the soy meal stocks were higher than estimates on the census report. So we probably are going to come in with one of the higher end estimates on the bean ending stocks at 117. For corn, we're still working around a 1.7 billion bushel 08 carryover. That's down a little bit from last month, mainly because we're coming up to meet USDA's expectations on FSI and maybe bringing up the feed just a little bit.
The past week, the trade has been all about money flow, with funds buying new longs as a hedge against inflation. In your estimation, was their investment wise, or will the marketplace force them to liquidate at some point over the next 30 days?
I think that this dollar continues to go higher. You're going to see the investment flows slow down quite a bit into commodities. And I think that's where, if you've read anything about the outside markets and read about the investment flows, they've always tend to attach the riskier assets being stocks and commodities. And I think that would be a good third reason why we're looking at the stocks as a good leading indicator. The investment flows are working out of the dollar and those types of assets like bonds and working into more of the commodity currencies and into the commodities. If the stock market would give way, though, then I think the investment market and the investment side of the equation would see a firmer dollar, weaker stock market. Also, we've got $70 crude oil and we've got $985 gold. Those are pretty pricey numbers when we're talking about a pretty severe recession. So my bet is that if the dollar continues higher and the stocks go down, the commodity money, the potential fund investment money, will be pulled back out and they'll stay on the sidelines.
Quickly, your expectations over the next 30 days for the July and November bean spread?
I continue to think it's going to continue to be built into premium where the July gains on the November here. The only thing that would sidetrack that, Jeff, would be continued cancellations by China.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks. Have a great day, sir.
You too. Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser's weather forecast calls for mostly sunny skies today in Illinois and Indiana. Highs ranging from 72 in northeastern Indiana to 80 in southwestern Illinois. In the far north tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of some scattered showers. Elsewhere, clear to mostly cloudy. Lows ranging from 48 in southeastern Indiana to 58 in west central Illinois. In the north tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in central sections. Partly to mostly sunny. A few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms popping up in the afternoon. In the south, mostly sunny. Highs ranging from generally 64 in far northern Illinois to 84 in the south, but cooler around 80 near Lake Michigan. You're listening to WYLL 580 AM and FM 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.